When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kay takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kay gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Oh, yeah. There we go, right there. We need more Jimmy Buffett.
Hour number three, out of bounds. Pretty much always, right? Pretty much always. It's a great Friday.
It's never not a good day for Jimmy Buffett.
You know, you mentioned when we started that we just need a little more of a lighthearted show. And that has happened. You know, there's some heavy stuff. Like, you're still getting messages, people who, like, have relatives going through breast cancer and stuff like that. But, man, there's nothing like seeing a $50 donation come through that's like, yeah, my school's rival sucks. Like, it's a beautiful thing because it's people helping people a day.
We had a whole lot of folks got in during that break. We had a $130 cash donation for Pickens.
Oh, shut your mouth. Cave Spring now in first. But not by much. Pickens now just $20 behind Cave Spring High School in Roanoke, Virginia. If you're just joining us, J.J. Redick's alma mater has gotten more donations on its behalf than any South Carolina high school so far today.
We got to fix that. Can I just tell you, a little side note, I'm really disappointed in you that you're handwriting this and not using
a spreadsheet.
You had the opportunity to make a spreadsheet.
I did.
And you blew it.
I did. And you know what? Now we're too far gone now. We're too far into it now. We're just doing it by hand.
You would never catch up because they're coming in too fast.
That's what I'm saying.
John got in with a donation, a $20 donation in memory of his mother. So we thank you for that.
Yes.
John. Joel got in with a $200 donation.
Whoa.
for Blue Ridge High School.
Whoa!
The Ridge.
Come on.
It says it is in honor of Coach David Farnham, former Clemson O-lineman and Blue Ridge High School football head coach who passed away in 2008 of cancer. So,
wow.
Appreciate that $200. Does that put –
Blue Ridge is in the lead, $250.
I did not have Blue Ridge in the lead, but yet here we are,
Blue
and I
Ridge,
love it.
Cave Spring High School and Pickens and Pendleton. You know what? It's Pickens, then Wade Hampton, then Pendleton. Those are the five with over 100.
Logan from Pickens says, go Blue. $20 right there.
$20. That's 200 bucks now for the Blue Flame.
Anthony, class of 2003. Pendleton Bulldogs, $100, says in honor of my mom who passed 5 years ago from cancer. Go Dogs. Thank you for that donation, Anthony. And really sorry for your loss, but
yeah,
I appreciate you getting in. James gets in with an $11 donation. Says I have two grandmas to pass away from breast cancer. My mom passed away from small cell carcinoma in her lungs that metastasized to her brain, and I want to honor them today. That is Jamie and Easley.
Oh,
so
man.
Thank you for that, Jamie.
Awesome.
Really appreciate that. Matthew got in, says, beat Hannah, go Easley. $2 donation.
Is that our first Easley? Yeah, it's our first Easley today.
I think we have Hannah Easley. I'll bet you Matthew knows Hunter.
I bet so, because Easley now leads Hannah 2-1 in our little contest here.
And then there was I love it. Kevin gets in with a $20 donation. Quack, Swansea's on the board.
Swansea, come on, Swansea. $20.
I had never heard of Swansea till there was someone who used to call Tiger Calls every show from Swansea. That's the only time I've ever heard Swansea.
I don't know where it is. It's south and east of here. I know that. But that's about it. That's about it. Toward the coast, I believe,
yeah.
Toward the coast.
Oh, also, Brooke wanted me to mention, Brooke the mail lady, said postal employees are getting paid. Her husband is a government employee. He's okay. Not getting paid. So,
well, even so.
Now I want to know what your husband does.
Yeah, now we're just being nosy. Now we're just being nosy.
So all right. Congressman Brooke, the mail lady.
Let me see.
Okay, hey, we got one more.
All
Scott,
right,
just, Scott gets in with a $50 donation and says this is a challenge to all West Oak Warrior alum.
West Oak. How much was it, 50?
50.
How about that?
Wahala said West Oak has alum.
Oh,
no, they didn't really say
man.
It. Were they
mine? Hey, I don't know where Wahala is. Wahala's got zero right now.
That's right.
No Wahala on the board. We have, right now, and I'm not going to tell you, I know the number.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to wait and say the number at the end. 1,
the,
2, 3,
the number
4,
of people.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. We have 21 different high schools represented so far with donations. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11. We have 32 different donors that have donated with a shout out to their high school so far today. We are, I'll just say this, we're in the double digit mammograms territory just from the high schools.
We are closing in on the $2,000 mark, folks.
Whew.
Let's keep that coming. You take T4T to 53555.
Let's go to Will Vannevoort. You know him from Wednesdays on this program.
Will
you know him
be?
From the ClemsonInsider.com, the Believe Podcast Network. He joins us right now. Willie B., what's up, man?
Well, first of all, I got to let you educate you guys on Swansea High School. Swansea is located in the Columbia area. It's a Lexington County school.
Okay.
So it's on the south side of Columbia, heading toward, on 321 if you're heading down that way toward, Bamberg County and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that's that. And there was also a former Clemson player that played, Bryant was his last name. He played in the late 90s, early 2000s. He actually had, if I'm not mistaken, he recovered the fumble or caused the fumble against Duke in 1997 when Clemson won its first overtime game.
How about that?
So... Yeah, so he was a Swansea.
He would have caused it, right? Because didn't Anthony Simmons return it? Wouldn't Anthony Simmons have returned it? So he would have caused it, right?
Or it might have been Rakeem Abdullah that returned it.
Abdullah, that's right. I think it was Abdullah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But anyway, it was Bryant. Austin Bryant. It might have been. I don't know. I can't remember the first name. I apologize. But anyway, he was a Swansea kid. And then I want to get in. What's the lead for your school donations?
So right now it is Blue Ridge High School has 250, Pendleton has 238, Pickens and Cave Spring High School in Roanoke, Virginia have 200. That's the leaderboard right now.
Okay, well, I will go ahead and I'll send it to Ben. He can Venmo me or whatever. I'll send the money to him. Go ahead and put Bamberg Earhart at 251.
Whoa!
How about that?
Willie
V coming in strong.
My man, we love it, brother. That's what we're talking about. Bamberg. Willie V with a donation larger than the enrollment in the high school. That's what we like. 251.
That's it. Go Red Raiders. We're undefeated. We're undefeated, so let's keep it rolling, Red Raiders. So.
Man. Great stuff, man.
Brian McNeil, by the way.
Brian McNeil.
There we go. Thank you, Tim.
I didn't know that. Somebody texted that to me.
Brian McNeil. There you go. Whoever did it. I thought it might have been Tim Beret would come to the rescue when we put the bat signal out.
He's on the golf course today. You know that.
That's true. It is a beautiful Chamber of Commerce day. So, all right. Well, that's what I had, guys. I wanted to do that. I want to make sure the Red Raiders get represented over there. And I don't mean Greenville Red Raiders. I mean the real Red Raiders of Bamberg Earhart. So.
Oh, man. Well, Greenville taking shots. Greenville's not on the board, so there you go. That's a bit of a call from Will Vannevoort. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate
you. Will, thank you very much.
Man.
Seriously, thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
That's very generous of you.
Will Vannevoort.
By the way, Tyler gets in with an $11 donation. So
awesome.
Thank you for that, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler. We're just helping folks today, man. That's we're going to be –
That puts us over $2,000.
Yeah, we're over $2,000 today.
With Will's donation, for sure.
That's fantastic. That is just awesome. Just awesome. I love that we're going out of area, too. Like, a lot of good people donating from around the area, but we're going out of area and spanning our reach today on a Football Friday here on the program. Couple more things while we continue to get those donations. Do we have more?
No, but we're trying to create that Westminster Walhalla rival. I do need you to read that text, if you don't mind.
Oh, my gosh.
You could do that since it came from a
texter, so
and we did not.
Texter says from the 864, the toothbrush was invented in Westminster. It'd be called the teeth brush if invented anywhere else. I mean, that's just phenomenal.
Look
that
at this.
That is phenomenal. Oh, man. The $11 donation, by the way, is for Ware Scholes,
okay.
I'm told. That's
we have
Ware Scholes donation.
A lovely young lady driving by just handing us cash. And buying wristbands, so that's fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's incredible.
Our drive-thru is almost as efficient as Wendy's.
Almost. You'll never get more efficient than Wendy's, but almost as efficient as Wendy's.
Good job. Good job, Amy.
Great work, Amy. Great work. Amy's just stuff is flying, absolutely flying right now. Hey, did you see, before we get a break, did you see what Tony Vitello said when he was talking, he was speaking to reporters after leaving Tennessee.
I haven't even asked you about this. Yeah, head coach at Tennessee now with the San Francisco Giants. Your thoughts on this other than college baseball wins?
You know, Buster Posey is the general manager of the Giants, and I just wonder if he is looking for an organization, a structure, and accountability. I mean, if you're looking at managing personalities, I actually think that the coach that has proven he can manage personalities the best in college baseball is Tony Vitello. Think about how they play, but they play within a structure, and like they're loosey-goosey with NIL, but he's figured that out. He's figured out how to make that all work. And I actually think that's what would attract you to a professional organization, that you figured out how to manage a payroll where people are making different amounts, that you keep everybody motivated, you allow guys to play free and develop, but you're also like you're sort of doing a good job of putting them in a structure. It's pretty outside the box, though. Do you know this has never happened? This move from a college head coach to an MLB manager has never happened once in history.
Really?
Never happened. So it is unprecedented. I think it is interesting. It's not guaranteed to work, but I think it's really interesting that they would do that. I also, you know, what's fascinating about this too is, and we actually talk about this with the Atlanta Braves, and their potential managerial search as we were talking through all that. Bruce Bochy out with the Rangers, Bob Melvin out with the Giants. Like, you have guys that are like among the active wins leaders and among the all-time wins leaders in the sport that are out. So it's not like there are great candidates that weren't just fired that are available for these jobs.
Do you think – Bochy's not done, right? Well, you think he'll keep coaching?
He's a little bit older than you might think. There was some talk that the Giants actually offered him like almost an emeritus position in their front office, and he turned that down. So I'm thinking maybe he does the Terry Francona thing where he sits a year and comes back. He might be done. I think he's like 64. Maybe older than that, actually. I thought he was like 64, but that may be wrong. He's old enough that he could retire and probably feel good about it.
You know, the first thing I thought about with Tony Vitale was the culture shock moving from Knoxville, Tennessee to San Francisco, California.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a little different.
I do feel like they're a little different. Here's what he said. He put out a 2,000-word statement. Okay. He actually said that he wants to be a Vol for life. He says that it was a selfish decision. He actually said that. It was selfish, which I appreciate that. He also said, this is his quote, it was selfish. It was personal reasons. Again, I've always tried to be a good teammate, but I feel like I made a selfish decision. It was one I needed to make. It's the right decision, and I just hope it doesn't give me Lane Kiffin status around here because I feel like I'm a VFL. I think if someone truly invested me in a VFL for any amount of time, they're just that, a Vol for life. That's what I am in my mind, close quote. So Lane Kiffin taking shots, or Tony Vitello, I guess, taking shots at Lane Kiffin. on his way out the door.
We encourage that. Hey, as we go to break here, David gave an $11 donation. Quack Newberry is on the board.
Newberry, come on.
And says it's an honor in memory of all those affected by cancer. This one made me laugh. Camden gets in with a $50 for every win Chapman Panthers have for the season.
Hey, 50.
Unfortunately, that's just one. Says my son tore his ACL in the second play of the season.
Oh, no.
And the team's lost 9 starters due to injury. That's tougher. I don't care what high school. You lose 9 starters. Whew. Rough year, but shout out to Chapman anyway. I appreciate that very much. And then, you know, finally, I said if we could get Christ Church and St. Joe's battling one another, you know, that it would go well for us.
We pay for a new bus today.
Laura gets in with a $300 donation for St. Joe's Catholic High School.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
Laura, that is fantastic. I appreciate that very much.
Come on, Laura. That's what we're talking about. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go to the phones. We are going to get some football here, but we're having fun with the donations today as well. On a Football Friday live from Wendy's and Pickens. Don't go anywhere. We'll return right after this.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Travelers Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing tie. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plantai.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel Inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
Hey, it's Desmond Howard. You want to win the weekend? It all starts with the tailgate. And for me, that means Kingsford Charcoal.
They've been bringing the flavor, the smoke, and the heat since 1920. No wonder they're still the gold standard of grilling. So fire it up, feed your crew, and let the smoke do the talking. Kingsford, the king of the tailgate. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Greenwood.
All right. Let's kick it.
Oh. I know that we'll have a ball if we get down and go out and just lose it all. I feel
right. Well, that one's a wash there, Morgan. That's
still more good than bad, Morgan. Even if, you know, I like that one.
Hey, they played that when Clemson won the national championship in Tampa, so it gives me
good
feelings.
I like it even better.
There it is. There it is.
It's the last time I heard that song, Morgan. hey, let me tell you about Industrial Motor in Anderson. They've been servicing the upstate since 1989 and surrounding areas. They've got 200. If you have spa pumps, if you have industrial motors, AC/DC motors, if you are in textile manufacturing, farms, automotive, homeowners who have swimming pools, you have servo motors, you need to remember Industrial Motor Service, industrialmotorservice.com. Doug and his staff, fantastic people, and they are great at what they do. There's not many places that can rewind a motor. Most places now just tell you to trash it and buy a new one. And that's very expensive and also wasteful. They can, and a lot of times, rebuild those. They have on-site field service. They have 24/7 emergency service available. especially if you're in manufacturing and your third shift is running and you've got a motor go down on a on some type of line, you can't afford for that whole plant to go down. You call Industrial Motor Service, they'll keep you up and running. Downtime costs you money, and they're going to make sure that you don't have downtime, or if you do, it's limited. Industrial Motor Service, industrialmotorservice.com.
I have a rant. By the way, Darren has shown up with a $5 donation on behalf of Greenwood High School. So we'll throw that one on the ledger
Greenwood
right there.
On the
Greenwood
board
on the board. That is the 26th different high school that we have gotten a donation on behalf of today. So we love that. Keep that coming.
Well, let's see what else we can do here.
All
I
right.
told you, if you donate, we're going to read them. Oh, here's a new one. Clinton. The Clinton High Red
yes.
Devils are in the house with a $50 donation.
Clinton, let's go.
From,
no T in the name. Come on.
From Christopher gets in with that. Jeffrey gets in with, it says, add more for the Catholics. St. Joe's listening while sitting in Central Park, New York. How about that, Jeff? Thank you very much for that donation. $33.
$33.
From Jeff. You know, I wouldn't mind being in Central Park right now. I was up there earlier this summer, and I love Central Park. It's really cool.
I've never been to New York.
Have you not?
Never been. Love to go.
I love it. I love the city. I'll be there with basketball again later this year.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime. I'll be there sometime.
One day.
Hey, we've got another. Andy is on the board. And so is Liberty with a $20 donation.
Boom.
The Red Devils.
Awesome.
I forget how many high schools we have. I don't want to mispronounce that
Elias?
Name. Elias?
Is that what that says? Elias. Yeah, I think it's Elias. Yeah.
Okay. Academic Magnet High School. Go Raptors.
Yes.
How about that? $21.
$21. One more than Liberty.
And then finally right now, finally until the next one's hit, Michael gets in with an $18 donation because his grandson plays for Wahala, and he wears number 18.
Outstanding. Wahala now on the board. So.
Thank you for that, all of you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 29 different high schools represented here. Just in the last 5 minutes, we've gotten Greenwood, Clinton, Liberty, Academic Magnet, and Wahala. 29 high schools. And the leader is St. Joe's at $333. Here are the schools that are over $100
right now.
Where's
my Pendleton people?
Okay.
Let's go.
St. Joe's, $333. Pickens, $300. We've got, let's see, I want to make sure I'm counting up all of the right ones. Bamberg Earhart with $251, which is the most Price is Right thing ever. Blue Ridge at $250, Pendleton at $238, and let's see, Cave Spring High School in Roanoke, Virginia at $200. Those are the ones that are over $200. We have Wade Hampton at $168, and we have Berea at $150.
Did you write down the $130 from the gentleman in for Pickens?
I did. Yes, okay. I did. The $130?
I think it was 130.
Was it 130? How much did the guy? 130. Oh, well, then Pickens is up here then. Oh, yeah.
I mean, Pickens, it's a home game for you, Pickens.
Okay.
We're right here.
So Pickens is now $3 behind St. Joe's because I wrote down 100 and not 130. So $330 for Pickens, $333 for St. Joe's. Is St. Joe's going to be Pickens at home? That's what it's coming down to right now, Pickens. Represent your click Friday.
How about this? Jason is in Somerville right now in the school pickup line. He said, my wife is in the car with me. My donation is for her. Is that
East Side? That's what it looks like.
Maybe.
East Side.
Is it Somerville? Is it East Side?
East Tide is what it says,
maybe.
But I think
it's
East
Somerville?
Side.
Is Somerville East Tide, maybe?
Or is
that a typo?
It may be a typo.
You know what?
East Side
the only
High
thing
School
that matters is an $11 donation.
You know what? We're
right
going to give it to East
Jason.
Side High School. There it is. East Side gets it. That's our 30th high school, $11.
man, they just keep coming, people, and that's Linda gets in for my alma mater. Greer is finally on the board.
Greer on the board. Took you long
enough,
Greer.
Go Jackets, Linda says, and she gets in with a $150 donation.
Oh, man.
Linda, as we have some fun today, just paid for a mammogram for someone else.
That's exactly right.
Linda, you might have just saved a life today.
That's right.
I mean, that's. I'm just not. I mean, truly, you might have just saved a life as we have some fun here on a lighthearted Friday. And let's see here. Scott gets in. Scott's already donated once. He gets in again today with a $50 donation. He says, not only am I donating again on behalf of West Oak, but Seneca alum, where both my kids graduated, holding multiple upper state and state title rings. Take that, Daniel High School.
Oh, yeah, of course. Man.
That causes them to have trouble opening doorknobs with all those rings. Also, they have all their teeth, as do I.
That's great. So I'm going to split that one between West Oak and Seneca, 25 apiece. Is that what that sounds
I think he wants it for Seneca.
Just Seneca? Okay, 50
gave for Seneca? Earlier for West Oak.
All right, so that's 75 for Seneca. That's going to put you probably about 12th or so, maybe 15.
Another new school, Woodmont, $20.
Hey, yeah, baby.
Jordan gets in with a $20 donation for Woodmont. They just keep coming.
I grew up in the Woodmont area. I grew up over there. Shout out to Woodmont. Those are my people.
Scott and Greenville, our Scott and Greenville, $56 donation, 56 because that's how many points we scored on Pickens. Go Green, roll wave.
All right.
56-34, Scott reminds us.
$58 right. For Easley now, which is only $272 behind Pickens, Easley.
Hey, Carol gets in with a... Wait for it. $50 donation. Go Bulldogs. The Pendleton Bulldogs, of course.
Wow.
Carol was my son's first grade teacher.
How about that? Pendleton in the lead, by the way, with the most individual donors. We've had five people give on behalf of Pendleton today. $288.
And, Ms. Walker, if you're listening, we actually were talking about your family last night. Because my wife saw your son. We were going through the whole Walker clan last night. That's a small world. Okay, they keep coming. James gets in. Somerville High School.
Somerville, all right.
$20 right there. Melissa, this is incredible, people. After what Walt did yesterday for this many people to donate, that's moving.
It is.
Another Somerville. Another Melissa one. Gets in. Did you have something to do with this, Amy? Is that okay?
This is Amy's mom's alma mater.
William gets in with a $100 donation.
What was the last one? Was it 20?
It was, I believe so.
So it was two $20 Somerville donations.
Yeah, let's see. Okay. Melissa was 20, yes.
Okay, awesome.
And then William gets in with a $100 donation for the Wahala Razorbacks.
Let's go, Wahala.
There you go, Wahala.
Come on. 118, Wahala now. You're in the $100 club.
Traveler's Rest. Have we had our – is this our first Traveler's Rest?
First TR. We are TR.
Joseph gets in. $11 donation for Traveler's Rest.
On the board, TR.
Let's keep that going. That's fun.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Some more Pendleton people.
You know what you're going to make me do? You're going to make me do a spreadsheet so I can post on Twitter all the people that gave. I'm gonna go home and make a spreadsheet. I got to call. I'm calling Clemson Volleyball tonight, but I'm going to spend time when I go home making a spreadsheet for
this. I have no doubt that you are.
Oh, yeah.
Because texts are asked, I will text. You text T4T, T, the number 4, the letter T, to 53555. You will get a secure link in return. You click on that link. It takes you to a landing page where you can put in a comment and the dollar amount that you want to donate. You can make that any dollar amount. You don't have to go with what we have pre-filled in there. You go with whatever you want to go with. And the whole process literally takes about 20 to 30 seconds. So text T4T. Hey, Pendleton people, call somebody.
Call somebody. Daniel, we're at 94. This is dumb. I'm going to do I'm doing 56 because Daniel's going to be at 150. So we're going to do 56 on that one. For the number of points we score on every team, Scott. Oh. Every team we score 56. Let's go.
Quack on the board.
All right, final segment is coming up. I don't know what we're going to do. We might just read names if y'all keep donating. We'll
that
talk about some
awesome
games
if
this
we
weekend.
Could.
That'd be great. Final segment live from Wendy's and Pickens. Don't go anywhere.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. The tents are going up and the prices are coming down. For one day only, this Saturday, October 25th, we are putting on our tent sale you don't want to miss. Last year's models, discontinued pieces, one-of-a-kinds, and more will be slashed 50 to 75% off. That's one day only, Saturday, October 25th, from 10 to 5 at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123, bypass in Easley.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15 and you could win up to $2,500 or play all 15 numbers and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Hey, Tiger fans, do you like the sound of live music, great food, and more, all to support a great cause? Well, the 4th Annual Backyard Bash will be here before you know it, just around the corner on October 25th. Tickets are just $35 right now, all children 12 and under getting in for free, and just $20 if you're a student. All proceeds going to the Clemson Community Care. Bring a lawn chair, bring a cooler. Get out to the White House on College Avenue backyard at 422 College Avenue, Clemson. And for more details, you can go to MonahanCo.com.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm
my you know, Morgan. With the Hail Mary and redeems himself today. We have, you know, we normally go with Sweet Emotion on the last segment on a Friday, but Fight Song is very, very much the way to go today with that. And, yeah, good stuff right there. Hey, and thank you to everybody letting us just have a good time today.
Yeah.
You know, we talked, Quack and I, when we got here today, I was like, you know, just kind of been a heavy week. Let's have some fun. And we forget how much fun people have with high school football. And it's a big, it's so big in this area. And apparently in Roanoke, Virginia as
Shut
well.
Shut your mouth.
As
no
Cave,
way.
Cave Spring. Gets in. Patrick gets in with another $200.
Are you serious? No way.
J.J. freaking Reddick is going to win this.
Unbelievable. No, they're not.
No,
because
they're...
Pickens, we got another 100 for
oh,
Pickens.
Oh, we did. We got another
100. Okay. Pickens is now ahead of Cave Spring by $30.
Okay. Ben got in with $20. 10 for Hillcrest. 10 for his wife's Woodmont. And says Woodmont and rival when I went to win was Malden. Yeah. Okay. $10 for Hillcrest. Wife went to Woodmont, $10.
Okay.
And
so Woodmont's
then,
got 30 and Hillcrest.
Then something
has
about $10 for Malden, but there's only $30. So.
Okay. There we go.
So I think I read. We're going,
how much? There's 20? $10 for Woodmont.
10 for Hillcrest.
10 for Hillcrest. Okay. Oh, and then minus 10 for Malden, I think.
Minus
10 for Malden.
And then
Malden gets nothing.
Wants us to do something to Malden that I just refuse to
no,
do.
No, can't do that. We said we'd read almost anything on the air. Can't read that.
Thank you for that, Ben, though, in all seriousness. Caitlin gets in. Caitlin makes, listening from Orlando, Florida, representing Mill Creek High School in Georgia,
yes.
Class of 2012, and gets in. With a $50 donation. That's our first donation from the state of Georgia. How
that's
about that?
Houston.
Houston,
Georgia. That's where my sister lives.
Notice I skipped that because I didn't know how to pronounce
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man. Houston. Not Houston or Houston. Houston.
Speaking of Georgia, Laura gets in with a $20 donation from Gwinnett County.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The Norcross Blue Devils, that's Faxon School right
that's
there.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Norcross.
John.
How much for Norcross?
Was that, now I got to go back.
The 20?
It's worth it, though. Let's see.
By the way, notable Clemson.
$20.
Mill Creek alums from Clemson. Jamal Anderson is from Mill Creek High School. And Davis Sharp went to Mill Creek High School in
Houston,
really? Georgia. Sure did.
I was wondering where the Gaffney Indians were. I mean, you know, Gaffney, well, we hear a lot about Gaffney. John gets in with a $100 donation right there. So thank you, John and Gaffney.
$100 for every giant peach in Gaffney. Appreciate that.
Trevor gets in with a $50 donation. North Point Elementary in the T.L. Hanna District.
All right,
Trevor says that is for Lucy, Laylee, and Lawton.
There we go. 51 for Hanna and surrounding elementary schools.
Ronald gets in with a donation of $25 and representing Stratford High School, class of 1991. Can't have stinking Somerville represented and not the Knights.
Not Stratford.
We got rivalries going on
Somerville
all over the place.
Somerville can go die. That's what I heard.
Jamie with a $20 donation and says, beat breast cancer. Jamie is a breast cancer survivor and says, go BHP.
More BHP.
$20 for BHP right there.
$76 for BHP.
They keep coming, folks. I'm going to keep reading them. Jamie, $20 donation. My two kids are Pendleton High School graduates. Go Blue Flames. Oh,
where's
yeah.
that Pickens High School? If it
Pickens
says go Blue Flames,
yeah,
there
see,
we go.
Sorry.
PHS.
That's
so many
Pendleton
PHSs.
In my mind.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Common mistake.
It says, oh, yeah, Easley sucks.
how many?
So
how much
that
money
was $20.
$20 for Pickens.
For that.
$4.50 for Pickens.
Chase with an $11 donation, class of 2017. Blue Ridge.
Blue
go Tigers.
Ridge. $261 for Blue Ridge. Still in the game, Blue Ridge.
There's still time. Robert in Wahala for the Razorbacks and says that is in honor of his sister. And Robert's donation, $150, Robert.
Whoa, $268 for Wahala.
Robert has donated several times in this contest. Slash fundraiser. It's become a contest.
It has
now.
Become a contest.
Seth gets in Wren High School. $100 from Seth.
All right.
Thank you, Seth.
$110 for Wren.
Jeff with a $20 donation. For Calhoun Falls.
Calhoun Falls.
Well, I think that's the first for Calhoun Falls.
There we go.
Thank you right there, Jeff.
I'm a mod of our friend Sam Blackman. There we go.
James.
How much for Calhoun Falls? Sorry. It's you know,
yeah,
if I had
a
spreadsheet, this would have been easier.
If we only had a spreadsheet. $20.
$20 for Calhoun Falls.
Jeff with an $11 donation, or James, rather, with an $11 donation for Dixie High School.
Dixie. All right. That's a new one.
He says, I feel bad about Wareshoals dropping a 40 burger on them last week. William with a $26 donation because my daughter is a senior at Liberty. Go Red Devils.
All right. How much was that one?
And that is in memory of Luis, by the way. $26.
$46 bucks for Liberty.
Or Eloise.
Man.
All right.
Can I do an underdog real fast?
Yeah.
We got like
you better hurry
because
I got
–
they're still coming in.
Hey, Underdog, best place to play this weekend. I'm going to be playing Daily Fantasy with Underdog like crazy. NBA, college football, NFL. I have all kinds of great stuff. All kinds of great stuff there. But you should do it too. You shouldn't just take my word for it that Underdog's great. It's easy to play. Just go higher, lower in your favorite player stats all over the spectrum of sports. And if you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
One more quick one, Quok. This one's important. From Josh, he gets in with a $20 donation for James Island Christian, home of the Amy Stricklands.
Oh, man.
Who
James is Island Christian. Skeeza, right? Skeeza? It's another Skeeza? Yeah, baby. Like little Skeeza.
How do
mini Skeeza.
How do you know that?
You know? If you've never heard of it before, it's probably Skeezer, Ben.
Amy is the brains behind this operation who's here on site.
I had heard of James Island Christian, but only because of Amy. I've never met a single person from James Island Christian in my life.
I keep 16 people
she has
in your 16 class.
16 people in her class, you know, and an $11 donation could have been 16, Josh.
Another Josh, $11 donation. Woodruff Wolverines. Is that our first Woodruff?
That's our first Woodruff. Sure is.
Candace, $20 donation.
How much was the Woodruff? 11?
I believe 11? That was the 11.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop closing the page early.
I'm so sorry. I'm so slow.
No, it's a lot. I mean, this is a lot. If only we had a spreadsheet.
If only we had a spreadsheet, $11. Yeah.
Candace, class of 2004. Pickens High School.
All right.
And that was a $20 donation. All 20 right. for Pickens.
470 for Pickens. Still in the lead.
Michael with an $11 donation gets Union County High on the board.
Union County is on the board with 11.
Okay. They just keep coming. $150 donation for Greer High School from Aaron.
Wow.
Aaron, you just paid for a mammogram by yourself.
That's $300 for Greer, so Greer has paid for two mammograms today.
Man. You know, I'm going to catch my breath here for a minute and tell you that sometimes, you know, we plan all kind of things, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. And then there are days like yesterday and today on Walt's show and this where you just don't plan it and it happens anyway. Between 3 o'clock yesterday and 3 o'clock today, over $11,000.
Wow. Unbelievable, folks.
I mean, Walt was right around the 7,000 mark. We're you guys, not we, nothing. Over $4,000 today.
Whew.
And I have had so much fun reading these. And they just keep coming.
If you want to know, we're over $4,000 in our show today. Over 27 mammograms have been paid for, which means statistically you all, with just having fun with your high schools, you all have saved three lives today.
Okay, well, make it 28, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Linda just got in with $150 for Walhalla High.
That's fantastic. So Walhalla's at 418. Walhalla's coming for Pickens' neck. I love it.
Making the fourth quarter comeback right here. Jonathan with a $50 donation for Blue Ridge.
Oh, man. Where's
$50 for Blue Ridge.
Where did Blue Ridge go? My sheet is unwieldy. I can't do this. Where did it go? How much?
50.
50? 311 for Blue Ridge. That's the fourth Blue Ridge donation.
We have a new one.
Look at this, Amy. Look at this. Look at this sheet. That's a mess. That's a disaster.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go with Joseph, but his real name is Morgan.
Joseph.
Morgan from Thomas Military Academy's homeschool. An $11 donation from Morgan. That's awesome. The pilot gets in with an $11 donation. Hey, Morgan, thank you.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, that's incredible. That's incredible.
Who will that forever is, now be known as Joseph.
Joseph.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, man. It caught me off guard. It caught me off guard.
My government name. Thank you.
Yes, that's right. I need to tell you about Arthrex, careers.arthrex.com. Speaking of our community, they're doing great work in our community. Employment opportunities exploding in our community with Arthrex. They have great benefits. They care about your well-being at work. They care about your well-being away from work. They've got medical clinic, gourmet chef, athletic fields and walking trails, and great benefits and hourly schedules. You know what to do. Careers.arthrex.com. They're making surgical tools, orthopedic tools to help weekend warriors, professional athletes get back in the game. careers.arthrex.com, careers.arthrex.com.
I want to remind you as we end things here today, what we said at the beginning, you know, it is about raising money, but I really mean this, I'm challenging the men to talk to the lady in their life about making sure they have taken care of themselves and they don't wait. And they have, you know, you again, you go home and say, hey, I made a donation today to Tigers for Tatas. By the way, have you taken care of yourself? Have you gone to get that mammogram? We're over $4,300 today here with 76 different people participating.
Holy cow, man. You guys are unbelievable. 47 different high schools. 47 high schools represented.
And quickly, Chad gets in. He's the last one. Chad and Shannon, in honor of Mary Covington Dixie High School. $150.
God bless. Waltz up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike.